Hello, and welcome back to my podcast, episode 5, I think. So, I'm looking at these stories, and I've only decided to read 7 out of the 8 that I've seen, because one of them, it's kind of a really touchy subject that really does need to be talked about more, but I'm just gonna say that life does get better. If you want to go read these stories, the link is in the description. You can go read it if you want to. I don't control you, so. Anyways, let's get on with the podcast. This next story is called Neb Sennu's Mysterious Movement. Neb Sennu is a small statue from ancient Egypt that is kept in a glass case at the Manchester Museum in England since 1933. So it's been there a long time. The statue is inscribed with prayers for the dead. That already has haunted written all over it. The case is kept locked for certain reasons, and only authorized museum curators have access to the statue. Not long ago, the statue was found by a curator to have changed positions, spun around inside the case. No one admitted to having touched it out of the few who have access. So basically, everyone was just like, nope, wasn't me, man. I didn't touch it. Nope. That thing is haunted, I swear. Yeah. Nothing else in the same case had moved. Just the single statue. Again, it's haunted! And the statue moves around in a perfect circle, which is impossible to draw, because nobody's perfect. And nobody can draw a perfect circle. If you can, you're some sort of freak of nature. It has never wobbled off to the side or toward another one of the artifacts kept in the case. So basically, it's just the only haunted thing in that case. Like, it doesn't want to go near any normal stuff. Like, you know, I'm too good for these other things because I'm haunted. It is believed that the statue is inscribed to a particular person. If it is, this person is just like, I don't know, whoever the spirit is inhabiting it seems to be pretty entitled if it's not going near the other objects. Typical. Could this person be haunting the statue? The answer is yes. Hello and welcome back. You already know what's happening. I don't need to say it again. Hold on, if you can't hear me well enough.
Is this better?
I honestly do not know if that's better, because... Well, yeah. So this next story is called Zona Shoe. Not S-H-O-E, S-H-U-E. Yeah. Also called Greenbrier Ghost. Zona Shoe was a woman who suddenly died in 1897. So basically, one day she just like... She could have been doing anything. She could have been showering. There probably was no showers back in 1897. So she was probably just walking around her house, minding her own business. And then she just drops dead, like, on the floor, just gone. Doesn't say what the cause of death was. Anyway, Greenbrier is in West Virginia, if you didn't know that. After her burial, Zona's ghost began appearing to her mother and giving gruesome details about her death and widowed husband, Erasmus? Oh... Well, it doesn't say how she died in this story, but from what I just read there, it looks... It might have been, like... I don't know. She could have been, like, murdered or something, but... It says she suddenly died, though. So why would it be considered gruesome? I don't know. So Erasmus is her husband, who was widowed, whom she had only been married to for 3 months prior to her untimely death. Zona's mother went to town to the town authorities with her story, and they were probably just like, this lady again. She's just such a nut job. Can we just send her to the nut house? Because her stories are unbelievable. But, of course, they didn't believe her right away. Typical. When she insisted that the story she was telling was true, prosecutors had Zona's body exhumed from the grave. So they were just like thinking, is she still alive? Is she coming out of that grave somehow and talking to her mother? Like how? How? Upon examination of the body, they discovered that bruises were all over her body and her neck had been broken. So, she was, oh my, she might have been, like, beaten to death. That is gruesome, jeez. Oh my. Her husband had hidden the damage with a stiff collared dress. Dang it, Erasmus! Darn you! That is wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. And he was believed at the time. Of course, he says he didn't do it. Oh, he's telling the truth! Erasmus was arrested and ultimately convicted for the murder of his young wife. So, justice was served! Hello! Welcome back once again. The next story we are going to be reading is called Kate Morgan. Kate Morgan and her husband Tom were con artists, riding the trains and swindling men who found her attractive. In 1892, Kate discovered she was gonna have a baby, let's just say, and wanted to settle down. She and Tom had an argument and Kate went to San Diego without him, though he was supposed to join her there eventually. While staying at the Hotel Del Coronado, yeah, I believe that's what that is, yep, Kate was found dead of a gunshot wound to the head, with a gun in her hand. So, obviously the cops probably looked at that situation and was like, oh, we know how she died, she shot herself. But no, that's not the case. The bullet did not match the gun. However, it is believed she was murdered by her husband, Tom. So again, we've got another husband who is just like, how do I get rid of this problem? Oh, I know how to get rid of it. That was a long pause. I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on with me. And I don't know what I'm saying right now. It is said that Kate's ghost haunts the old hotel room she was a guest in, and other rooms as well. So Kate just like pops up in your bathroom like, hey, how you doing? What you doing? and you're just like trying to do your business, take a shower, whatever. That's gotta be an awkward moment. I would just be there like, can you not scare me for once? I'm trying to go about my daily business, you know? Anyways, the light over her stair, over the staircase where Kate's body was found, still stays lit. Like, the light is still on, not like it's lit. You know? There have also been reports of Kate's image appearing on a television screen in the room where she stayed. Doesn't say if the TV is on or off during those times. So, yeah. We're just going to assume that it was off, or sometimes that it was on. Anyways, another strange aspect to this tale is that a maid who had befriended Kate during her stay disappeared the day after Kate's death. Ooh. That is way too suspicious. Way, way, way too suspicious. Something fishy's going on there. It is believed she haunts the hotel as well. So if you ever see a maid ghost while you're at that hotel, maybe if you can get her to talk, because I know some entities just don't want to talk. Like, maybe you could ask her a few questions and not be scared, and you know what I honestly think? Since the maid left the day after Kate was found dead, she was probably the one who killed Kate. This is gonna be a who killed Kate situation here. Who killed him? Or her. If you think it was Tom, that's cool too. That's like, well, obviously it's not cool. But if you think it was Tom, tell me who you think it was. Just tell me who you think it was, because I honestly think it could have been either Tom or the maid. So, yeah. Because the maid left the day after. That's the suspicious part. Because she would leave. There's a reason, like, if she did it, she would, and she knew that people found out that, then she knew that she would have to make like a banana split and get out of there. Hi! This next story is called Chloe at the Myrtles Plantation. The Myrtles Plantation in Louisiana is famous for its ghosts. I wonder why. It is believed to be haunted by 12 different apparitions. One of them One of them being Chloe, a young slave that was owned by Clark and Sarah Woodruff, the owners at the time of her death. One day, while she was supposed to be working, Chloe was caught eavesdropping by Sarah, and her ear was cut off. And something else happened, but, we're just gonna keep it appropriate in this podcast. It is believed that Chloe baked poison into a cake that she then fed to the family, killing Sarah and her two daughters. She was then... She was then hanged. The proper word is hung. She was then hung by other slaves on the plantation and thrown into the Mississippi River so that Clark Woodruff wouldn't punish them for hiding Chloe. It was said that to hide her missing ear, Chloe wore a green turban on her head. Many visitors over the years have reported seeing a ghost at the plantation wearing a green turban. So, if you ever go there and you see someone wearing a green turban, it's either logically a real person that just happens to be wearing a green turban, or you saw Chloe's ghost. Alrighty, this next story is called The Indian Haunting. A family moved into a house just outside of a small ghost town. And they wondered why it was haunted. Well, it was on the Kansas/Arkansas border. Why is it not Arkansas? I do not get why one of them is Kansas and this other one is not Arkansas. Why is there an S there if it's Arkansas? Replace it with a W at least. And anyways, they began experiencing unnerving paranormal activity. Well, it's probably because you live near a ghost town. Doors would open and close at random times. So, like, just imagine you're trying to change your clothes or you're just going number two in the bathroom and all of a sudden the door opens. Let's just hope no one's there and sees you trying to change or dropping a deuce. Holes would appear in the family member's clothing. Reminds me of Mean Girls. So, and they would see the apparition of a woman walking through the halls. Yeah, if I saw a see-through woman, I would freak out too. An Indian medicine man came to the house and did a cleansing. When the man was leaving, one of the family members turned away from the dropped my phone. Totally not intended. Anyways, when the man was leaving, one of the family members turned away from the medicine man, blah, 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 blah. And then when they turned back, there was an owl in the medicine man's place. The owl flew away and the family never experienced any trouble again. Is this guy like a... Is he like a transformer or a mutator or something? Or was it just an owl the whole time and the family was crazy? I mean, you've got to be crazy if you live outside of a ghost town. That's probably the main reason why it was haunted. Because it's outside of a ghost town. Nobody lives in that town. Because it's a ghost town and it was just abandoned. Like, everybody just left their stuff there and moved. How do places become abandoned? I do not know. Why would you just leave all your stuff behind? Unless you were like forced to get out of the house and you didn't have time to pack all your stuff. What's up? This next story, and this is the last story for this podcast right now. It's called An Unexplained Growl. Yeah, that's what it's called. It's like, oh, there's a strange noise. I don't have a dog, do I? A man and two co-workers shared an apartment not far from their place of employment. The man was up late one night and went into the bathroom before bed, because, you know, you gotta drop a deuce before you go to bed so you don't poop the bed. And so he was in the bathroom
where he heard a loud and frightening growl. I bet you the poop came out of him real fast. Seeing nothing and thinking one of his roommates was playing a prank, he went to his bedroom, which he shared. That's nice. As he entered the room, he heard the growl again and quickly closed the door behind him.
Like, nope, that ghost not gonna get me today.
The roommate explained he heard the same growl that night. No one in the apartment has ever heard it again, and it remains a mystery. So, like, their apartment was just haunted for one night and one night only? That rarely ever happens. Okay, guys, that was all for today. And basically, a summary of what I did was just read a bunch of, well, seven, not a bunch, seven stories from this site called enkivillage.org/paranormal stories. Yep, I do not come up with these stories myself. I look at the computer for them. And so, here's what I'm gonna do. I am going to leave a link in description to this website so you can go read these stories yourself. There is 8 of them. I only read 7 because one of them has, like, one of them contains a bit of a sensitive issue. And I do not want to talk about that this early on in my podcast. I just feel that it brings a lot of sadness. And we want people to be happy here. So yeah, just go check out ntvillage.org/paranormal stories, and you can read those stories all yourself. Anyways, that's all we have for today, so bye! Hi, welcome back. I just realized that I totally deleted a segment, the first segment of this podcast. And it was called The Shadow Poltergeist, so I'm gonna read that again for ya right now. A teenager living in Australia experienced a poltergeist over the course of 2 years while living with her father. Her mom was a powerful psychic and would always protect the homes they lived in from otherworldly things, like poltergeists and ghosties. Things that would pop out and say, boop. I already read that. So the daughter may have also had some psychic abilities. While her parents were going through a divorce, she lived with her father, and she was very, very angry during this time. She began to sense a shadowy presence in the home that would make its presence known to the girl while she was home alone. So, like, she's just trying to do her business in the toilet, and the poltergeist is just like, hello, what you doing? Can I hang out with you? I just want some friends, I'm lonely. And then the girl's just like, I'm just trying to go poop, but I think I already did that. It would make noises, cause things to fall over, and turn whatever was on television to white snow. So the teenage girl's just like, hey, Jimmy, I was trying to watch that. Somehow the girl knew that it fed off her anger, so she learned to ignore it. Otherwise, it would become more powerful and maybe hurt someone. And I'm guessing the parents didn't believe her, like, if she told them. They were just like, oh, yeah, sure, your invisible friend Jimmy did it. Yeah, sure. Sure. She eventually moved out of the house and has not seen the shadow poltergeist since. Okay, guys, I swear this is the last time in this episode that I will be saying goodbye. I just read 7 out of 8 of the stories that are listed on this website. Sorry if you heard that. It's www.enkivillage.org/paranormal-stories.html. The link I will put the link in the description so you can check out all the stories, read them for yourself if you want to. But anyways, that's all for today. Bye!